we've got things revved up for early April, if memory serves me correctly.
Yes, that's correct. April 8th.
Okay, so what's when and where is this going to be taking place?
So it will be April 8th from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and it will be at the Humanitarian Center, which is the Louder South old, I think, grade school or middle school, where the Workforce Center is located. It's going to be on the first floor, just in the hallways there. We're going to line the hallways with employers, and we're super excited for it.
So do you have a number of employers already set to go?
So far, our goal is we want to have over 30 employers. Right now, we're about halfway there, so there's lots of opportunities for employers to come in, and we're excited. We have some from the local area, but we also have some from just short distances away, and there's also some employers that are wanting to come from out of state.
Yeah. Well, this is obviously a different setup from what you had back in January with kind of the combined jobs and resource fair in conjunction with United Way of the Flint Hills back in January. What prompted the move, I guess, really literally outside your door and you know, with the different really layout that's going to be taking place between January and April 8th?
So we wanted to have something a little smaller, something that was close to the Workforce Center. We have a new co-located partner, Emporia Spanish Speakers. So we have had tons of traffic to the Workforce Center since January. It's really picked up. And so the thought process was is that we'll have it right out here at the Workforce Center, multi-employer, be able to highlight that partnership. And people who have come into the Workforce Center got comfortable with us, comfortable with Emporia Spanish Speakers there, and really attracting those people who have dug into the work and maybe inspire other people to come and work with the Workforce Center and learn about the services that we provide and that connection to employers.
So, Katie, if we have employers out there that would like to participate in your April job fair, how can they accomplish that?
So they can, multiple different ways. So you can call the Workforce Center at 620-342-3355 and talk to one of our staff members there. You can go to our website, and there is a form that you can fill out on the website. And then definitely on social media, we have different flyers that are out there where you just scan the QRL code or click on the link, and you're able to sign up for that job fair. So we can meet people at different mediums based on how busy they are. If they want to have a bigger discussion with it, they can call the offices.
Katie, I was going to ask here about layout here, because it sounds like you could, I'm picturing this in my head with that first floor hallway that leads right outside of your office. Would you be able to get 30 employers just basically in that hallway, or are you going to have to make that left turn and kind of have some other ones around the corner here if you do wind up getting to 30 plus?
Yes. So if you're familiar with that first floor, it looks like a big U surrounding that auditorium. And so we've done it before. We've had more than 35 tables in that hallway on one side and up the other side. And so it's a close. It kind of gives a nice feel, but you can go from employer to employer to employer. And so it will line that U shape around the auditorium there.
Well, for those who may not be very familiar with Kansas Works, Katie, tell us about your mission there.
So our mission is to connect employers to job seekers together. So we have a variety of services to do that, from employer services, posting jobs on KansasWorks.com, putting those job descriptions out there, and then we meet those job seekers, people who are looking for new work, maybe people who have been dislocated, like what our community is going through right now, and we make those connections together. We prepare those job seekers to take those jobs, and so it might be as simple as helping them to apply for the job or to brush up their resume, practice interviewing skills, and then making that strong connection to the employer. We definitely want to invest in them as well. So if there was some type of short-term training that they might need to get started on the right foot, we help them connect to those training providers as well.
Again, joined by Katie Given, Southeast Kansas Works Director here with the Emporia Stronger Job Fair, April 8th, 11 to 2, at the Emporia Workforce Center inside the Humanitarian Center, downtown Emporia. Katie, we've talked a lot here over the last 3 months about really the need for your services. You mentioned here the partnership with Emporia Spanish Speakers leading to now a shared workspace between the two entities. How are the demands here for your services now, three-plus months after Tyson and Holiday Resort made their official announcements?
They're definitely in demand. We have seen an uptake in traffic at the Workforce Center, and it's kind of backwards. Like, our business changes when there is major dislocation of employment in communities. That's when we get really busy. And so we have seen it steadily grow. We anticipate that to continue to grow as the Tyson layoffs, the next big one, happens at the end of the month per their report to us. So we anticipate that. You know, sometimes after someone is dislocated, they might take a few weeks start their job search out, and then they really get into it. And so we anticipate to see the traffic and the need in the community for the next 6 to 8 months, and how we can help and provide those services and get people going on whatever their next job or maybe career change that they may want. It's also that time for employers that maybe were having a hard time filling those positions that they had open. We have people who are very ready to be trained or accept those different positions. So it's that time that kind of we rev up in the Workforce Center to create that service and provide those services in the community that are really meaningful, that are going to help connect people to resources and that security that having a job brings.
All right, Katie, let's set the stage and set the scene once again for the Southeast Kansas Works Job Fair coming up in April.
So the Emporia Stronger Job Fair is going to be April 8th from 11 to 2 o'clock at the Emporia Workforce Center, which is at the Humanitarian Center on 6th Street. We are excited to welcome employers and job seekers to this event. We encourage job seekers to come out to the Workforce Center in advance, so they can get their resume ready to go. They can talk about with us with the employers that are there and help with that elevator speech, anything that they might need to get ready for at a job fair.
Outstanding. Katie, thanks so much for joining us here today. Keep us posted on how things are going for you.
Of course. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks, Katie. Katie Gibbons, Southeast Kansas Works, and the Emporia Stronger Job Fair, April the 8th. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, which we have 7:20 every Wednesday morning, this week is